Welcome to the NewsHour. The top issue for many voters, the economy, took center stage today as former President Donald Trump returned to campaign in a battleground state.
His North Carolina rally followed a scattershot news conference at his Mar-a-Lago estate and a meandering conversation with Elon Musk on X in just the last week. Laura Barrón-López has our look tonight at the latest.
Donald Trump back on the campaign trail, trying to get back on message. The former president rallied in a battleground state for the first time in a week and a half.
Kamala Harris won't end the economic crisis. She will only make it worse.
In Asheville, North Carolina this afternoon, he talked about the economy, one of the top issues for voters. And he slammed his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, for her economic record.
If Harris wins this election, the result will be a Kamala economic crash, a 1929-style depression. 1929. When I win the election, we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom. It'll be a boom. We're going to turn this country around so fast.
Notable, after the economy today got a bit of good news. Inflation falling below 3% for the first time since 2021. But it wasn't all economy, as Trump repeated his list of grievances. Trump was joined at the rally by far-right Republican candidate for governor Mark Robinson, who has previously sparked controversy for his comments on religion, LGBTQ rights, and civil rights. Today, he stuck to the economic theme.
See, what we see here with the weaponization of government, it does not jive with being able to have a good economy.
Robinson's presence, alongside Trump's recent attacks on Harris, has some Republicans warning the party could alienate voters.
What Donald Trump needs to do is go out there and campaign every single day, telling the American people exactly what Kamala Harris has said.
Former candidate Nikki Haley and others have criticized Trump for veering away from the issues.
The campaign is not going to win talking about crowd sizes. It's not going to win talking about what race Kamala Harris is. It's not going to win talking about whether she's dumb. You can't win on those things.
Those GOP alarm bells come as Harris is gaining momentum, not only in North Carolina, but in every battleground state but one, according to the Cook Political Report. Only Nevada shows a Trump lead. Harris is even tied in Georgia. And in the days leading up to the Democratic National Convention, the Harris-Walls ticket closing the enthusiasm gap. Excitement amongst Democrats and independents for the Harris versus Trump contest has jumped double digits since June, when President Joe Biden was still in the race.
Being president is about who you fight for. And she's fighting for people like you.
Looking to keep the momentum going, the Harris campaign today announced a $90 million ad buy that will flood the airwaves after the party convention next week. Also, prominent Republicans, including former elected officials and party leaders, even actor Mark Hamill, held a Republicans for Harris Zoom to rally support. Organizers said more than 70,000 people joined the call.
Kamala Harris now is standing here in Michigan asking us for a promotion. I think it's time to say to Kamala Harris, no thank you, you are fired.
And both running mates were on the trail. In Michigan, Republican VP nominee J.D. Vance confronted criticisms that Trump has been distracted.
I think that Donald Trump has earned the right to run the campaign that he wants to run. And look, if you listen to what Donald J. Trump says, if you look at what I say, we are prosecuting the case against Kamala Harris on policy.
While Tim Walz, Harris's VP pick, headlines fundraisers in both Denver and Boston. Harris herself was off the trail, but plans to lay out her own economic message later this week. Just like former President Trump, also in North Carolina. And for the former president, the specter of his legal battles still clouds his election calendar. The Manhattan judge who convicted Trump said today that he will not step aside from the case. And for now, Trump's sentencing is still set for September 18th, just a week after the first presidential debate with Vice President Harris. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Laura Barrón-López.